And finally, we end today's program with a holiday edition of In Your Ear. That's where we ask some of our guests about what they're listening to these days. Well, today, the legendary singer Annie Lennox shares her favorites. She stopped by our studios recently to talk about her new album titled Christmas Cornucopia. You can listen on Thursday to hear some of her amazing interpretations of classic carols and find out what causes she's turned into a personal mission. But today, Annie Lennox shares her musical inspirations.
Hi, everybody. This is Annie Lennox, and I would love to play you some of my favorite songs. We're going to start off with Stevie Wonder, who I adore, Blame It on the Sun. I think I love every single song that Stevie Wonder has ever made. And Blame It on the Sun, I can't even begin to explain why I love it so much. It's just a beautiful piece of music. It's incredibly touching. And Stevie is a genius, and I love him.
When my heart blames on me,
it's very hard for me to choose one song over the thousands of songs that have influenced me over my life. But I have to say that if I really, really had to choose one, it would be Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul, with Say a Little Prayer.
The moment I wake up, before I pull on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you.
There's something about this song that has accompanied me through my whole life, really, since I ever heard it. It is so beautiful. I love Aretha. I wish her all health, and I want to see her getting well. And I think it's very appropriate that the title is Say a Little Prayer. We're going to kick off now. This is Annie Lennox, by the way. We're going to kick off with a really celebratory seasonal song by the Pogues, who I love. And this song has to be one of the classic, kind of contemporary Christmas celebratory crazy songs of all time. Here's the drunken fairy tale of New York with Kirsty MacColl.
You promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome.
You were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drunks they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night.
That again was singer, songwriter, and activist Annie Lennox telling us what's playing in her ear. To hear our interview with the pop icon, please join us on Thursday. And let me say, it will be a pre-holiday sleigh ride to remember. That's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.